在这一次的灵恩会里面，请大家一起来查考马拉基书。
In this spirit convocation, I would like to study with you the book of Malachi.
马拉基书大概是主耶稣出生以前300多年前写的。
The book of Malachi was written about 300 or so years before the birth of Jesus Christ.
我们知道，以色列百姓的信仰最低潮的时候是被掳到巴比伦的时候。
We know that the lowest point of the Israel's faith was when they were taken captive into the land of Babylon.
因为他们拜偶像。
Because they had worshipped after idols.
不听先知回头的呼求。
They did not heed to the words to return by the prophets.
所以神最不得已的方法就是让他们被掳，在痛苦中来思想，来回头。
So very reluctantly, God Almighty allowed His people to be captured and to be in suffering.
那后来他们回头就重建了圣殿。
And later on, they returned and to build the temple of God.
就是在哈该书。
And that was in the time of Haggai.
还有撒加利亚书。
And also in that book of Zechariah.
那历史这个惨痛的教训，应该是大家都记在心里面。
And we believe that a period of suffering is deeply imprinted.In our hearts, in history.
神的爱没有改变。
But the love of God does not change.
神的公义也没有改变。
And the righteousness of God does not change.
但是一直在改变的是我们人。
But what changes is the human, our human heart.
所以过了不多久，他们的信仰又开始堕落。
And so not long after, their faith begins to shake.
所以在主耶稣出生以前，以色列百姓的信仰差不多堕落到新的低点。
And so, before the time of Jesus Christ, the faith of the Israelites began to begin its new lows.
所以在属灵上来说，可以说是他们信仰进入黑暗的时期。
And so, you could say in their spiritual period, they have entered to the period of darkness.
那在这个时候，神感动了马拉基书来传讲讯息。
And so during this time, God has inspired Malachi to write his words.
那在马拉基书里面，我们看到神在看事情跟人在看事情不一样。
And so in the book of Malachi, we can see that how God sees things are very different than how man sees things.
我们都知道世界上每个人看事情都不一样。
We know that people in this world, everyone look at things differently.
因为跟他的个性、他的教育、他的生活、他的习惯都有关系。
And maybe according to their background, their habits, their education, their surrounding, it may all be interpreted differently.
甚至同一个家庭里面，每一个人对事情的看法也不太一样。
Even within a family, everyone may have their own perspectives.
所以这个社会上变成多元化。
And so this society becomes very diverse.
变成很多不同的想法。
And there are many different thoughts.
使这个社会上变成文化很丰盛。
And so that in the society, the culture and everything becomes very abundant.
但是当我们回到信仰。
But when we talk about faith,
我们就发现神的想法跟人的想法不同，这是问题。
We will realize that God's mind and man's mind is very different and is a problem.
因为世界都是相对的。
Because the world compares one another.
没有一个是绝对的。
That there is to the world's perspective, there is nothing absolute.
但是当我们开始来拜神，
But when we come to worship God,
我们发现神是绝对的。
We will come to realize that God is absolute.
昨日、今日、明日永远是一样。
Yesterday, today, and tomorrow, He is one and the same.
所以我们的想法跟神的想法不同，这个差距就是代表我们跟神的关系有差距。
And so when there's a difference between our thinking with that of God's thinking, that means that our relationship with God is strained.
我们在看事情跟神看事情不同，这个就表示我们跟他关系有差距。
And that there is a difference in our relationship when what we see versus what God sees is different.
我们在感觉一件事情跟神的感觉不一样，这个就是代表我们跟他的关系有差距。
And how we feel versus how God feels, the difference also reflects the strained relationship between us and God.
因此我们的信仰不是说受洗完就结束了。
And so our faith does not conclude at the time in which we receive baptism.
主耶稣给我们一个榜样。
Jesus said, himself set an example.
他说父住在我里面。
He said, Father dwells in me.
我住在父里面。
And I dwell in the Father.
我跟父是合一的。
I and the Father are one.
这个就是我们信仰努力的一个目标。
And this is a goal in which we are to strive.
神住在我里面。
That God lives in me.
我住在神里面。
And I live in God.
到最后我跟神是合一的。
And then in the end, I and God are one.
那到了这个境界啊，神人合一啊，这个就是我们灵修的最高点。
And so this is the highest point of our spiritual cultivation when we and God are one and the same.
那要达到神跟人合一，我们要先认识神。
And so in order to achieve this, we must first come to understand God.
然后用认识神的知识不断来调整我们自己。
And through the knowledge of understanding God to continuously readjust ourselves.
这个就是我们每一天信仰。
And this is the homework in our daily spiritual life.
神是奥秘的。
God is a mystery.
神的奥秘就在主耶稣的身上。
But the mystery of God is upon Lord Jesus Christ.
所以为什么一本圣经看了几十年从来不会感觉到厌倦？
And so why is it that after decades of studying the Bible, people does not get sick of studying the Bible?
有的人读圣经十几遍，有的读了几十遍，还是很想读圣经。
There are many people who read it a few times or even tens of times of the Bible, but yet they are never sick of the Bible.
报纸第二天再看就没有意思了。
When you read the newspaper, the second time you read it, you are sick of reading it.
杂志第二个礼拜再看就没有意思了。
Maybe an article, you read it a few times, the second week, you don't want to read it ever again.
但是圣经越读越深。
But the Bible, the more you read, the deeper you can go.
越读我们越喜欢读。
The more you read it, the more you will come to love it.
如果我们不喜欢读圣经。
If you dislike to read the Bible.
是因为我们没有读。
It is because we are not reading it.
或者我们读我们不懂。
Or it's because we read it and we don't understand it.
如果我们读了又懂。
But if we read it and we understand it.
我们会很喜欢读。
You will love to read it.
然后在神的话里面自乐。
And then in the words of God, you will come to realize.
一直去认识神，然后调整我们自己。
To come to better understand God and then to readjust ourselves.
所以信仰生活其实是动态的。
And so the journey of faith is a proactive one.
当我们认识神，
when we come to know God,
然后用这个知识来调整我们自己，
and using this knowledge to adjust ourselves to come to understand God,
这个过程是动态的。
And this process is reactive.
所以这个信仰就有一个看可以看到在进步。
And then you can see that this faith of ours is improving.
但是如果我们信仰没有追求，
but if there is no pursuit for growth in our faith,
我们的信仰变成静态的。
Then our spiritual life, our faith becomes dead.
因为我们对神的认识没有增加。
Because we do not increase in our understanding of God.
所以我们每一天也没有在调整自己。
And so we failed every day to come to adjust ourselves.
所以十年前的我跟现在的我一样。
The 10 years of myself will be the same as 10 years later.
十年以后的我跟现在的我一样。
And then 10 years later of me will still be the same as the me of today.
那一个人没有在进步。
And so when one does not grow,
那我们就发现这个信仰是静态，是好像死气沉沉，没有力量。
And then you will see that that person's faith is like dead, it is inactive.
所以我们要不断的追求信仰。
And so it is very important for us to continue to pursue in our faith.
追求信仰就是要不断的认识神。
And to pursue our faith is to constantly change and adjust ourselves.
然后用这个知识来调整我们自己。
And to use the knowledge of understanding God to adjust ourselves.
那我们现在来看马拉基书的第一
章。So let's look into the book of Malachi chapter 1.
马拉基书的第一章。
Malachi chapter 1.
第一节。
Verse 1. 请读。The burden of the word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi.
这里说神传给以色列人的默示，英文叫 burden， 是一个对马拉基书来是一个压力。
And here it says particularly the burden of the word of the Lord.
因为他是神的工人。
Because Malachi is a worker of God.
神的工人要忠于神。
And so the worker of God must be faithful to God.
所以神对他的启示对他就是一个压力。
And so God's revelation to Prophet Malachi itself is a burden to Malachi.
他要很忠实地把这个启示讲出去。
And so faithfully, Malachi must preach the message in which God bestowed upon him.
这样他的责任才有尽完。
And then he will fulfill his duty to God.
这个压力才会解消。
And then this burden will be alleviated.
第二节。
Verse 2.
请读。
I have loved you, says the Lord, yet you say, in what way have you loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, says the Lord, yet Jacob I have loved.
这里神说我曾爱你们。
Here Lord God says, in, I have loved you.
这是完成式啊，我曾爱你们。这个爱已经显示出来了。
He said, I have loved you. This love is in past tense, meaning that God have manifested his love.
但是对以色列百姓说，你在哪里爱我们呢？
But the Israelites reply and say, in what way have you loved us?
好，我们现在来想。
Let's think about it.
一个爸爸对孩子说，我很爱你。
A father says to his son, I have loved you.
小孩子说，你在哪里爱我？
And then the son replied and said, how have you loved me?
这个小孩子大概很难养啊。
And you would think this child is very hard to accompany.
你把他养大，可能也是冷漠无情。
That you have nurtured him till he's grown up, but it there seems as though there's no relationship.
因为他觉得一切都是应该的嘛。
Because he feels that everything is as it should be.
所以你在哪里爱我？
So how have you loved me?
又好像夫妻。
Or like a husband and wife.
如果先生告诉太太我很爱你。
Or if the husband says to the wife, I have loved you.
这个太太说你在哪里爱我。
And the wife responds, say, how have you loved me?
这个夫妻会有问题。
And then, that goes to show that there's this marital problem.
因为夫妻的关系是两方面的爱才会持久。
Because a spouse love, a couple's love is two-way, and so, it is mutual.
只有单方面的爱。
If that love is only one way, then there is a problem.
那我们跟神的关系就是父子的关系。
And so our relationship with God is also like that of the relationship between father and son.
我们跟神的关系也是夫妻的关系。
And the relationship with God is also like reflected that with the relationship of a husband and wife.
怎么去感受神的爱，这是非常重要。
How do we experience the love of God is very important.
我们常常发现哦，有的信徒对神的爱体验很深。
We sometimes realize that certain members have a good experience with God.
那这样的信徒啊，他的信仰很有活力。
And then such kind of member, their faith is very alive.
很有主动性。
It's their faith is very active.
就好像说一个刚刚度完蜜月的夫妻。
Just like a husband and wife who just came back from honeymoon.
你可以从互动当中感觉到真的是彼此相爱。
You can see from their action and behavior to one another that they're so filled with love for one another.
但是有时候结婚久了就好像比较难感觉得到。
But then after many years of marrying, you realize that they may not have that kind of the fire.
有时候我们在人际之间的关系我们很敏感。
And sometimes we are very sensitive in our personal, interpersonal relationship.
比方说我们在家里面住久了。
For instance, when we live in the house,
我们可以从小孩子的声音来了解他。
We can understand our children's voice, and get to know them better.
以前我搬到北加州，我的孩子在，一个孩子在 New Jersey.
And, when I moved to Northern California, and one of my, daughter was in New Jersey.
我每一天都要跟他通电话。
Every day, I would, give her a call.
从她的声音里面，我可以知道大概她好不好。
And from her voice, I can tell whether or not she is doing fine.
所以这个我们对人格之间的关系很敏感。
And so we are quite sensitive to each other's relationship.
那有的小孩子对父母亲非常的体贴。
And some children are very understanding to their parents' needs.
所以对父母亲的感觉很敏感。
And so is very sensitive to their parents.
让父母亲活得很喜乐。
And so that their parents are living with joy.
但是有时候我们跟神的关系就好像不知道。
But sometimes our relationship with God is like as though we do not know.
神离开我们很远，我们已经不知道。
That God seems so far away from us, but we are still ignorant.
甚至神离开我们，我们也不知道。
Or even God has departed, and we do not even know it.
所以在这里在讲马拉基那个世代的以色列百姓，就是这个样子。
And so Malachi here is telling us about the period in the time of Israel. in which this is their relationship.
对神的爱没有感觉。
They have no feeling toward the love of God.
那这样的信仰就是很难持守下去。
And this kind of faith will be hard to maintain.
好，那我们现在来看，神说我曾爱你们。
And so here let us look at how God says, I have loved you.
好，那以色列百姓说，你在哪里爱我？
And the response from Israelites is that in what way have you loved us?
那现在神怎么回答呢？
So how did God respond?
我们看第三节。
Verse 3.
第二节。
Verse 2.
下半句。
Second portion.
神说，以扫不是雅各的哥哥吗？我却爱雅各。
Was not Esau Jacob's brother, says the Lord? Yet Jacob I have loved.
以扫生两个儿子，以扫跟雅各。
Isaac gave birth to have two sons, Esau and Jacob.
那这两个孩子神就拣选雅各。
And out of these two brothers that God has chosen Jacob.
那后来神就把雅各改名叫以色列。
Then later on, God changed Jacob's name into Israel.
这个名字哦，如果神改一个人的名字，就是改变一个人的命运。
If God changes someone's name, it means that God changes their destiny.
但是人本身啊，怎么替我们小孩子取名字，没有办法改变他的命运。
But how we as human beings give our children names, it's hard for us to change their name.
虽然你这个姓名学念得很通，然后为小孩子取最好的名字，他命运不一定是好的。
That even though you give him or her the best name, but their life may not all means the always the best.
因为人的生死祸福不是父母亲可以掌握的。
Because the life and death of a child or of a person is not in the hands of the parents.
那雅各本身这个名字是什么意思？
And so initially, what is Jacob's name meaning?
雅各的名字叫做抓住。
And his name means to grasp.
他出生的时候抓住他哥哥的就跑出来的。
Jacob grasped hold of his brother's heel when he was being born.
他很小就懂得抓住机会。
And so when he was little, he knows how to take hold of opportunities.
以撒累昏了。
When Isaac, his brother, was weary.
雅各抓住机会，一碗红豆汤换长子的名分，都没有比这个更好的了。
And so, Jacob took hold of the opportunity to exchange, his birthright for red soup, stew.
然后他知道他父亲啊年纪老迈，要给孩子祝福，他就抓住机会，用不好的方法来得到父亲的祝福。
And so, when his father is old and was able to give blessing to his brother, that he took hold of the opportunity to take that blessing.
所以这个名字本身呢，并没有什么太大的价值。
And so initially, his name does not have too much of a value.
但是当神改作以色列。
But when God at the moment changed his name to Israel.
以色列是什么？
What is that name's meaning?
以色列这个名字叫做神的王子。
And Israel's meaning is that it is the prince of God.
这不得了啊，他变成神的王子。
To change that name into the prince of God, it's amazing.
所以在旧约时代里面呢，以色列人叫做神的选民，他是神的王子。
And so in the Old Testament, the people of Israel were the people chosen by God because his name means the Prince of God.
那其他全部都是外邦人。
And then all the rest at that time were all Gentiles.
所以神是以色列民的神。
And so God was the God of the Israelites.
神看顾他好像看顾眼中的同人。
So God looked after the people of Israel as though it is his own.
以色列人不列在万民当中的民。
And so Israel was exalted among the multitude of people on earth.
以色列民是独居之民。
And so they are isolated, they are separated from all others.
因为他是属神的。
Because they belong to God.
所以这种身份的改变呢，就是神的爱。
And so this change in identity is reflecting the love of God.
我们来看罗马书。
Let's turn to the book of Romans.
罗马书。
The book of Romans.
罗马书的第九章。
Romans chapter 9.
罗马书第九章。
Romans chapter 9.
第一节。
Verse 1.
一直到第四节，请读。
To verse 4. I tell the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit too, that I have great sorrow and continued grief in my heart. 3. For I could wish that I myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my countrymen, according to the flesh. 4. Who are Israelites, to whom pertain the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the service of God, and the promises.
这个地方啊，保罗为着以色列人的得救啊，相当的忧心。
Here it reflects how Paul emphasized greatly on the salvation of his people, Israelites.
因为当保罗认识主耶稣以后，
After Paul had come to know Lord Jesus Christ,
他知道主耶稣是至宝。
He knows that Lord Jesus Christ is the treasure.
人世间最宝贵的一位是主耶稣。
It is his most important and most valuable thing, person in a person's life.
所以他很希望在第三节他的骨肉就是同样的犹太人能够来得到基督的救恩。
And so in verse 3, he says that he could only wish so much that his countrymen, the Jewish people, can also come to believe in him.
然后第四节他就提到以色列人在旧约的福气。
And so verse 4, he goes to reflect back about the Israelites and the grace that they have received in the Old Testament.
说他们是以色列人那儿子的名分、荣耀、诸约、律法、礼仪、应许都是他们。
To whom pertains the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the service of God, and all the promises.
所以我们就知道为什么神改名叫做以色列，这是极大的爱，极大的福气。
And so here we can understand that by God giving Jacob a new name and choosing the people of Israel, it is the manifestation of his great love.
这里说他们得到神儿子的名分。
Here it says that they have received as children of God.
所以在旧约时代，神常常呼叫以色列百姓，好像父亲在呼叫浪子一样。
And so in the Old Testament, we see how many times God has called out to the people as a father called out to his son.
那下面说荣耀、诸约、律法。
And then it says glory, the covenants, and the law.
荣耀是什么？
What is the glory?
世界上最荣耀的是什么？
What is the most glorious thing in the world?
摩西曾经到西乃山上。
One time, Moses went up to Mount Sinai.
又吃又喝，观看神。
He ate and he drank by looking at God.
那神就显现在西乃山上。
And so God manifests to Moses up on top of the mountain.
那有很多的形容啊，蓝宝石的光，红彩虹的颜色。
And all in his bright glory and different colors and manifestation to Moses.
吃喝是肉体的享受，这是神的恩典。
To eat and to drink, and that is the satisfaction of the flesh.
但是观看神，这是灵里面的享受。
But to actually see God in the spirit is the most enjoyable.
谁能够上到上面去观看神？
Who can go up to the mountain to see God?
不是以色列人，根本就没有资格。
The Israelites were not worthy to go up to the mountain.
神爱他们。
But God loves his people.
所以这个荣耀就是代表神本身。
And so this glory of God reflects of God himself.
神的荣耀是属于以色列百姓。
God's glory belonged to the people of Israel.
所以当所罗门在建造圣殿。
And so when King Solomon was building the temple.
在献殿的时候。
And when he was, consecrating the temple.
神的荣光充满圣殿。
The glory of God filled the temple.
至高神的荣耀充满着圣殿。
And so the Almighty God's glory filled the temple.
神与以色列百姓同在。
And so God abides with the people of Israel.
这个就是以色列百姓的荣耀。
And this is the glory of the people of Israel.
所以我们的荣耀是什么？
So what is our glory?
我们的荣耀就是神与我们同在。
Our glory is when God abides with us.
这是极大的恩典。
This is a great grace.
所以荣耀是他们的。
And so theirs is the glory.
这里说诸约、律法、礼仪都是他们的。
It said the covenants, the giving of the law, and the service of God.
在旧约时代，神跟人立约。
And so in the Old Testament, we see God have covenants with man.
立什么约？
What kind of covenant?
你要遵守我的道。
You shall abide by my law.
你就要做我的子民。
And then you shall be called my people.
神的平安喜乐就要临到。
And all the peace and the joy of God will be with you.
这个约是为着人的好。
This covenant is for the benefits of mankind.
人付什么代价？
And so what price does man have paid for?
人没有付什么。
They did not pay any price.
只要遵守神的话，
All you have to do is to obey his commands.
神就要与人同在。
Then God will promise himself to have this abidance with you.
所以这个约是极大的恩典。
And so this covenant carries with itself great blessings.
那接下去说，哦，律法。
And then it says the giving of the law.
我们每一个人生活都需要有一个规则。
Every one of us live in this life all needs certain regulations.
所以有时候我们看这个团体生活，像小孩子聚集在是 NYTS.
Like sometimes when you look at this kind of environment in which we hold, for instance, NYTS,
我们就发现规则很重要。
And then you will realize that in that environment, regulations and the rules are very important.
但是谁在这个世界上能够定给我们最完美的规则呢？
But who can establish the most perfect and most appropriate laws in this world?
我们知道法律一直在变。
We know that the law continuously changes.
因为社会一直在变。
Because society itself continues to change.
所以它需要更改法律来应付社会的需要。
And so the law changes in order to accommodate society.
但是神的律法在这本圣经。
But the law of God is in this Bible.
几千年来没有改变。
Thousands of years and has not changed.
因为这是真理。
Because this is the truth.
神的法律是从神的本性出来的。
The law of God comes out from God himself.
神的本性是什么？
And what is the divine nature of God?
公义跟慈爱。
And that is holiness and righteousness.
十诫在讲什么？
What is the Ten Commandments talking about?
就在讲公义跟慈爱。
It talks about the mercy of God and also the righteousness of God.
如果我们遵守十诫，
So if we abide by the Ten Commandments,
前面四条就是爱神。
The first four commandments talks about how to love God.
后面六条就是爱人。
And the last six commandments is how to love your fellow human beings.
那神就是爱。
And so God, if God is love,
我们遵守十诫，神的爱就会临到我们。
Then we abide by the laws and the ten commandments of God, then the love of God will be upon us.
但是如果我们没有遵守十诫，
But if we fail to and break the ten commandments,
这个十诫就是公义的神审判的标准。
This ten commandment is also the standard in which God uses to judge according to his righteousness.
所以十诫不是十条建议。
So the Ten Commandments are not ten suggestions of your life.
哪一条你喜欢，你所不喜欢放在一边。
That whichever one you can pick, whichever one you like to obey.
十诫是含有权柄的命令。
But Ten Commandments without itself carries within the power and the authority.
做了有福气，不做要接受审判。
If you do it, you will receive blessing. If you don't do it, if you break it, you shall receive judgment.
为什么现在社会这么多问题？
So why is it today society have so many problems?
不是法律一大堆吗？
Isn't there so many rules and regulations and laws?
所以法律是无能的。
So the law itself is powerless.
如果每个人都遵守十诫，
But if everyone abides by the Ten Commandments,
这个世界就太平了。
Then there will be peace upon earth.
所以这个律法是赐给以色列百姓。
And so this law was given to the people of Israel.
这是好的。
And this was a good thing.
是他们生活的准则。
And this is the standard in which they are to live in.
那礼仪呢？礼仪就是教导他们怎么拜神。
And what about services? What that is the teaches them how to worship God.
这个最重要。
And this is also important.
怎么才能够跟神建立关系？
How are they to establish this relationship with God?
所以在旧约时代有一套礼仪。
And so in the Old Testament, there's a bunch of services that you must perform.
那最后一个就是应许。
And the last one mentioned in this verse is promises.
那应许什么？
What kind of promises?
神应许给亚伯兰一块地。
God promised Abraham a piece of land.
那个牛奶与蜜之地。
That land filled with the flowing of milk and honey.
那亚伯兰进到这一块地以后，
And so after Abraham have entered into the land,
他却向往一个更美的家乡。
And so he looked upon for a more better home.
原来那一块地就是天国。
And that land was the heavenly kingdom.
就是神的国。
And that is the kingdom of God.
所以这个保罗把以色列百姓啊的蒙神的爱就写在这一节圣经。
And so Paul has listed out to his fellow countrymen, the Israelites, of how God has loved his people.
但是以色列百姓竟然不了解。
But the people of Israel could not understand.
没有感觉。
They have no feeling.
那今天我们怎么来感受神的爱呢？
And so today, how are we to experience the love of God?
我们看约翰一书。
Let's turn to 1 John.
约翰一书。
First John,
第三章
Chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章
First John chapter 3,
第一节跟第二节
verse 1 and verse 2. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us that we should be called the children of God. Therefore the world does not know us because it does not know him. 2. Beloved, now we are children of God and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him.For we shall see him as he is.
有时候见证会真的给人很大的造就。
Many times testimony sessions brings upon much needed edification.
因为见证会就是信徒把他体验的恩典讲出来。
Because testimony sessions is when members share their experience with God.
这个病得医治。
How their sickness may have been healed.
哇，那个人找到好工作。
Or that person have found a good career.
再来一个人婚姻差不多破碎了，祷告神，神就帮助他。
Or that once a marriage about to be broken, and he prayed to God, and God intercede and rescue their marriage.
所以我们在见证会讲很多在生活中看得见、摸得到、体验到神的恩典，来感受神的爱。
And so in testimony session, we share.In real life examples of how we experience God, how the grace of God has been poured upon our life.
所以很容易感受，很容易感动。
And so we are very easily experienced and to be easily moved.
但是当这个第三章讲神何等的爱我们。
And so when verse 3 say how God has come loved us,
都没有讲地上的物质的身体的。
It did not mention things that relates to the world.
因为看得见的是暂时的。
Because what we can see with our eyes are all temporary.
是有限的。
It is limited.
看不见的是永远的。
But what cannot be seen by our eyes is without boundaries.
所以真正有价值的是看不见的。
So what is most valuable is what cannot be seen with our eyes.
那看不见的就是灵界。
And so what cannot be seen with our eyes is related to the spiritual.
所以神何等的爱我们。
And so how has God loved us?
进到灵界里面，如果我们可以去了解、去感受，那我们一生不会离开神。
We must enter into the spiritual realm. If we can enter into the spiritual realm and to experience God and to touch Him, then we will never move.
那在这里讲神何等的爱我们，他讲三件事情。
And so it says here, how has God loved us? It has mentioned three things.
第一件事情。
First,
是我们得称为神的儿女。
Is that we are now called the children of God.
这个是什么？
What is this?
得称为神的儿女。
What does it mean to be children of God?
就是属他。
Is that we belong to him.
这个就是神的爱。
This is the love of God.
我们本来是犯罪很深的人。
We initially are sinners with much sins.
为什么我们不会感觉到自己有罪？
But how come we do not feel that we have sinned?
因为缺乏一面镜子。
Because we fail to have this mirror.
所以我们只仔细看，我们人只能够看到自己的一半。
And so when we look at ourselves, we can only see the half of us.
后面看不到。
We cannot see the back of ourselves.
那站在镜子，我们就可以看到后面。
But when we look at the mirror, we can see our behind.
所以我们看到前面，哎，我很好，没有问题。
So when we look in the front, we see ourselves, we are perfect, we are good.
但是问题可能是后面，我们没有看到。
But the problem may be behind us that we fail to see.
那为什么说我们的罪很深？
So why is it we say that our sin is so deep?
就是从神来看。
Is because from the perspective of God.
那我们大家都很好奇神怎么看我。
So we are very curious to how God perceives us.
在雅各书里面说，听道就是对着镜子看自己。
And so in James it says that to listen to the word is like one who takes upon the mirror and reflects.
所以单单把十条诫命念出来。
And so when we read the Ten Commandments,
我们就知道我们天天犯罪。
We know that every day we are sinning.
所以有一个青年呢，在 NYTS 啊，他祷告很认真，圣灵感动他要见证。
And so one youth, when he was praying, the Holy Spirit moved him, and then he testified.
他见证很特别，他见证他犯的罪。
And so it was quite unique because when he testified, he testified about his sins.
我没有听过人这样见证。
I never heard anyone testify in this way.
那他为什么要见证他犯的罪？
Why does he testify about the sins he committed?
就是要证明神对他的爱。
It is to prove of God's love in his life.
那他见证的他犯的罪什么？他是见证十诫。
And so what did he testify about the sins? He testified about the Ten Commandments.
第一诫。
First one.
独一真神。
The one true God.
我们真的有把神当作神在拜吗？
Do we really treat God and worship him as the one true God?
他是我们真正的主宰。
Is he really our God?
真的这样去尊敬他吗？
Do you really revere and respect him?
第二个。
Second,
不可以有偶像。
Do not have any idols.
我们真的生活没有偶像吗？
In our life, do we really not have any idols in our life?
在我们心中，在我们生活超过神。
Anything in our heart that excels above God.
那个就是偶像。
That is our idol.
那会引起神的嫉妒。
And that will incur the jealousy of God.
第三个。
The third.
不可以妄称神的名。
Do not take the Lord's name in vain.
就是要让神的名得到荣耀。
And that is that God's name can be glorified.
我们真的每天的生活都能荣耀神吗？
Is it that every day of our life we can glorify God?
第四戒。
The fourth.
要遵守安息圣日。
And to observe and keep the Sabbath day holy.
我们真的把第七天归给神吗？
Do we really set aside the Sabbath day for God?
第五戒。
The fifth.
要孝敬父母。
Is to honor your father and mother.
真的我们孝敬父母吗？
Do we really honor our parents?
第六戒。
Six.
不可杀人。
You shall not murder.
包括不可恨人。
Includes do not hate.
不可拿掉神所创造的生命。
Do not take away life that God has bestowed.
这一戒我们做得到吗？
Are we able to also observe this?
第七戒更厉害。
It's more serious.
不可以有淫念。不只是说不可以淫乱。
You shall not commit adultery. You shall not have lustful thoughts.
我每天看这么多的影片，里面跑不了暴力跟色情。
We have seen so many movies or media in our society. You cannot escape looking at the violence and also the lust.
如果我们没有动心，你为什么要看那个色情？
If we are our heart is not moved, then why do we continue to watch these kind of sexual contents or violence?
如果我们动心，那就是罪。
And so if our heart is moved, then that itself is sin.
第八戒。
Eight.
不可偷拿。
You shall not steal.
我们真的没有偷拿吗？
Do we really not steal?
不是我们的东西不可以拿，那我们就知道有没有偷拿。
If it is not, if we, it does not belong to us, we shall not steal. Then we know if we steal or not.
所以这个十戒一念出来。
So if we continue to read the Ten Commandments,
我们天天犯罪。
We actually commit these wrongs every day.
但是神赦免我们的罪。
But God has forgiven us of all our sins.
提升我们做他的儿女。
He has elevated us as his children.
所以保罗说，我今日成为何等人，这是神的恩典。
And so Paul says that today, how what can I be called? That God showed this mercy.
罪很深的人变成神的儿女。
From one who is such great sins to become the children of God.
这个身份的改变本身就是神很大的恩典。
And so this change in identity reflects the great love of God.
不是我们的义所造成的。
It is not created because of our own righteousness.
没有一个人的那个生活能够达到神的标准。
None of us can live our life to be worthy of God's calling.
这是神的怜悯。
But it is due to the mercy of God.
借着重生的喜跟圣灵的更新达成。
And through the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
这是第一个。
This is the first.
神何等的爱我们，使我们称为他的儿女。
How has God loved us that by choosing us as his children?
好，我们回来看约翰一书。
Turn back to 1 John.
第二节，三章二节。
Chapter 3, verse 2.
现在我们是神的儿女，将来如何我们还未显明。但知道主若显现，我们要像他。
He said, "Beloved, now we are His children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we shall, we know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is."
我们要像他。
We shall be like Him.
像主耶稣。
To be like Jesus.
这个就是神的爱。
This is the love of God.
为什么
？Why?
圣经里面说带有肉体。
The Bible says that we who carry with us the physical flesh.
这个是会朽坏的。
This is what is corruptible.
会犯罪的。
What is perishable.
这个是羞辱的。
What is ashamed.
这个是有限的。
And this is what is limited.
但是当主耶稣再来。
But when Lord Jesus Christ comes.
这个身体要借着圣灵的大能大力改变。
This body of ours through the power of the Holy Spirit shall be transformed.
变成灵体。
It shall be transformed to the spiritual.
不会朽坏。
It shall be not perishable.
不会生病。
It will not get sick.
不会死亡。
It will not go through death.
不会犯罪。
It will not be a sin anymore.
荣耀的身体。
But it will be a glorious body.
跟主耶稣复活以后的身体一样。
And to resurrect into heaven like that of Lord Jesus.
那这个从不朽坏的变成会 必朽坏的变成不朽坏，这个就是神的恩典。
And so from changing from what is perishable into what is not perishable, this itself shows the love of God.
所以我们做基督徒不要常常一直觉得自己很可怜。
And so we who are Christians, we shall not always have this kind of self-pity.
我们是最蒙福气的人。
We are the most blessed of all.
因为我们是神的王子。
Because we are the Prince of God.
不管我们现在身体的情况怎样，
No matter what condition we may be today,
主耶稣再来，每个人要改变成为荣耀的身
体。When Lord Jesus comes, every one of us shall be transformed.
这是神给我们的爱。
This is the love of God.
何等的爱。
What an abundant love.
第三个。
The third.
在第约翰一书第三章。
Chapter, First John chapter 3.
啊，第二节最后一句话。
The last portion of verse 2.
我们必得见他的真体。
For we shall see him as he is.
有没有人看见神？没有人看见神。
Has anyone really seen God? No one.
神住在众人所不能够靠近的光里面。
But because God dwells among the light which cannot be approached.
那看见神是什么经验呢？
And so what does it mean when we see him? What kind of experience is that?
摩西上到山上去。
So when Moses went up to Mount Sinai,
跟神讲话。
And when he conversed with God,
四十昼夜下来。
And so 40 days later, he comes down from the mountain.
他的脸发光了。
His face was shining. And he did not even know it. And so when his face was shining, it was because it was filled with glory.
神的话有能力。
The word of God has power.
进到一个人里面改变一个人。
When it enters to the heart of man, it can change a person's life.
是神的荣耀进到我们里面。
And so the glory of God entered inside us.
那到了新约时代。
And so when it comes to the New Testament,
大家看耶稣这个不起眼一个人。
When people look at Jesus, when did not give him a second thought.
然后他带门徒到山上去。
And so when he brought his disciples to the mountain,
忽然间改变。
And though he was transfigured,
容貌放光，衣服洁白。
He was transfigured and his appearance transfigured.And his garment was white.
他就是用荣耀的形象显现。
And so he manifests himself in all his glory.
彼得说：“我们在这里真好。”
And Saint Peter replied, "Say how wonderful it is for us to be here."
所以看到神的那个体验是人世间从来没有的体验。
And so to see God in His glory is something that man has never seen.
那是最高的体验。
And that is the most utmost.Experience.
所以我们在这个地上，
and so while we are on this earth,
我们要体验到神。
We must come to experience God.
那将来我们到天国，
and so in the future when we enter to the heavenly kingdom,
天天要看到神的荣耀。
Every day we shall experience the glory of God.
要与神同在。
And we shall be with God.
这是何等大的恩典。
And how great of a grace that will be.
这就是神的爱。
This is the love of God.
所以我们今天跟神的关系建立在哪里？
And so today, where is our relationship with God?
从每一天生活中去体会神的爱恩典。
From every day of our life, we can go and experience the abundant grace of God.
更进一步进到灵界里面去认识神所要给我们。
And to further go into the spiritual realm to experience what the grace God has given us.
让我们属他。
So that we can belong to Him.
让我们像他。
So we can be like Him.
让我们见到他。
So that we can see Him.
这是父赐给我们何等的慈爱。
This is the love that our Father has shown us.
我们唱诗。
Let's sing him.
420首。
420. seated.
啊，联恩会就是属灵的吃喝。
Spiritual convocation is a spiritual feast.
那经过吃喝之后，我们里面那个人就要健壮起来。
And so after partaking of the spiritual feast, the being within us will be strengthened.
神的话就是灵，就是生命。
The word of God is the food and life.
圣灵就是活水。
And the Holy Spirit is the living water.
要从里面涌出一种内在的满足力，内在的力量。
So that within us it can spring forth this kind of strength.
所以联合会是属灵的筵席。
And so spiritual convocation is a spiritual feast.
这是上好的福分。
And this is the best blessing from God.
感谢主，我们礼拜五就能够来参加这个宴席。
Praise and thank God that Friday we can come here already to begin to partake this feast.
我们现在一起来祷告啊，结束早上的聚会。
Let's all kneel down to pray to conclude this morning's service.
我们一起来祈祷。
Let's all kneel down to pray.